This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You dial in if you want to join us on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. Just head over to discord.lrn.fm, and you can jump into any one of those rooms. We will join you there, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. It's Ian.
Aria.
And Mark.
We've been talking about the latest tactic that has been utilized now in Rockland County, New York, to get people to cooperate with these contact tracers. Apparently there was a party that had been thrown in Rockland County back in June, apparently June 17th, and there were some guests at this party, some people in their early 20s, that did not want to talk. They hung up the phone when the contact tracers...
Surprise! Somebody doesn't want to talk to you.
Reached out to them, and they either wouldn't talk to them at all or flat-out lied or whatever. And so county officials tried a more drastic approach. They issued subpoenas to 8 of the partygoers, ordering them to speak up to the disease detectives or face a fine of up to $2,000 per day. Now, I I'm not an attorney. I would love to know from somebody that actually is more familiar with the legal system here. I looked around. I couldn't find an example of this subpoena. They only issued 8 of them, right? So if the 8 people who received them didn't put them online,
sure,
then we won't get to see what they look like. I mean, presumably you could do some sort of a Freedom of Information Act request against the bureaucracy, and maybe they would turn it over. That's a possibility. But for right now, we don't know exactly what these subpoenas said.
You know what concerns me about all of this? It's what we talked about at the very beginning of the show, with the move to credit cards, debit cards, and all of that, mm-hmm, combined with the supposed change shortage that is happening right now, where people are having a hard time, you know, getting coins, pushing people, because Americans hate rounding. It's why we've never gotten rid of the penny, right? Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
The penny is absolutely ridiculous.
It is, but Americans will never get rid of it because Americans hate rounding up, or they hate rounding down. They just hate rounding in general. So they want their exact change back.
Even though they're going to leave it in a little bowl on the counter.
Yeah, well, most of them won't. I mean, most of them will take it and put it in their pocket or whatever.
But then what do they do with the pennies?
They will put... I don't know,
Mark. Costs $1.25.
I don't know, but...
When I get change
at the
gas station,
that people will prefer,
I leave it there.
Yeah, it's a reason that people will prefer to use credit cards and debit cards if they won't get back their change.
How does that tie into contact tracing?
It makes it easier for government agents to contact trace because they don't have to ask the people.
Mm-hmm.
They just have to go to the businesses who they can already exert pressure on because the businesses have to have a license, right?
Well, in this case, some of these folks got given up by the other party attendees, so... Other attendees at,
sure,
the party snitched.
But what if the government agent could just skip that step,
mm-hmm,
and could just call the bar or whatever that people have been to and say, hey, I need a list of all the customers who were in your establishment. And we know that, you know, every customer who was there because they all had to use a debit card because no one has cash anymore.
Mm. So I know that in some government bureaucracies, they are given subpoena power and they're not courts. So that's why I'm wondering if actually there was a court involved.
Congress can subpoena.
Right.
And they're not real. They're just a bunch of liars and thieves.
Well, none of these people are anything but liars and thieves. But there's certain, you know, processes. And I believe certain bureaucracies or certain Congress groups or whoever, there's certain people that are given the power to subpoena. Now, what does that actually mean? I don't know. Does it mean that you're obligated to speak to them or just show up in a place? And then, you know, anything that comes out of your mouth at that point is, I don't recall. So I don't know what sort of, you know, obligations that these subpoenas create upon people. But in this case, they accomplished their goal of scaring these folks, these 8 victims of this system, into cooperating with these investigators. Because nobody wants to face $2,000 a day in fines, even if it's bunk. Even if it's just they're blowing hot air, it's a paper tiger, you know, they actually have no way of collecting the fine. So that's why I say I don't know any of the details on this, so I'd be curious to know, you know, what exactly, if you were to have been, if you received one of these threatening subpoenas that said, we, the Department of Public Health in Rockland County, New York, order you to appear, you must speak to this, you know, contact tracer, or else you'll get these fines, and you write them back and say, no thanks, or you just ignore it entirely, what did they have to do to collect that fine? And what happens if you don't pay it? I mean, I have a lot of questions that are unanswered about this. Let's just say that.
I imagine at some point they would just hit you with a failure to appear.
But it may not be court. So that's what I'm saying. This may be a subpoena.
They're going to do what they want.
Yeah, well, that much is true. But sometimes they can do what they want as long as no one challenges them.
Right.
And it's illegal what they're doing, but if no one challenges them, then it's by de facto legal.
For instance, Saipan, the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands, where I spent 67 days mm-hmm. earlier this year, is currently, as I understand it, I'm not on the ground there, but currently they are quarantining any American citizen, because you have to be an American citizen to step foot on this place right now.
Mm-hmm.
Any American citizen that is not a resident for 14 days on their own dollar at like $200 a day.
Whoa.
So you're talking about $3,000 for your quarantine time. Now, I don't know whether that gets you food and I don't know what that gets you. I know it gets you yard time, which is about the most disturbing part of this. I got yard time in prison.
Wow, I didn't realize that they were actually charging their quarantining victims. I thought
the government money ran out, so now what do you do?
Oh, so they were paying for it. So when Vin Armani was quarantined,
as I understand it, and
that was the government paying for that one.
The government paid for that. Well, mm-hmm. you know, the U.S. government did, because the CNMI is completely broke.
Yeah, they have no tourism now.
They are down to 20% of their previous GDP. So,
which wasn't that high to begin with.
No, it wasn't that high to begin with. You know, average yearly income of $15,000 a year. So, mm-hmm. you know, not doing that great. And then they lock down like all the other Pacific Islands do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they all did that. But, you know, the idea that you can lock somebody up for 14 days on their own dime and charge them.
Seems illegal.
It's absolutely illegal. And the problem is that who are you going to get to hear the case?
I guess the federal government in that case.
You know, I mean,
that would be a deprivation of rights lawsuit, maybe?
Explain to me how this goes. So here I am. I'm in the airport. I am a resident myself. Mm-hmm. But if I wasn't a resident, I could say I'm not a resident and I will not go with you. So then they're going to use force on me.
Yes, they will.
Now, you're supposed to be able to use force against somebody who's using force against you illegally. Now, we don't know whether this is legal or not. The cops have said that
they
stuff
cooperate
is legal.
With the police, and then you find it out in court.
I hear you. Now, do I get more because they used force on me? How much money am I going to get?
Probably not much. You'd have to countersue.
Well, if I countersued, how much money would I get?
I don't know.
You've done this more than
I've
I have.
I've never countersued on anything.
You have, well, how did you get money from the town of Gardner, Mass?
That was a settlement. It was Palmer, Massachusetts.
Palmer?
They settled the case.
Okay.
So, no, there was no countersuit there.
Well, they can't afford to pay anything anyway.
They did afford to pay that one, though. They paid it right out.
I didn't mean Palmer, Massachusetts. I meant Saipan.
Oh, CNMI, yeah.
Yeah, CNMI.
Well, Ed Day, county executive over at the New York County in question here, Rockland County, New York, said that everybody's complying and helping us, which is all we're trying to have happen. We're not looking to be punitive here, but you are looking to be punitive. That's why you issued punitive measures in order to get people, or threats, in order to get them to respond. According to the story at the Washington Post, after some people rose up against lockdown measures, Rockland County's unapologetic legal strategy shows how difficult it might be to get Americans to comply with another government effort to fight the pandemic.
Right. I think Americans are sick of this. I get it that there's some people out there that are really excited about the whole lockdown thing because they get extra government money.
Isn't that coming to a stop?
Yeah, it's coming to a stop. And then what are they going to do?
The lockdown, you mean?
No, the
extra government money.
The extra unemployment.
Orange Man stole our money that he gave us.
As the Washington Post has reported, many officials say the most effective way to curb the spread of the virus, short of another economic shutdown, because that worked so well, is to conduct extensive contact tracing, informing people who may have been exposed, getting them tested, and quarantining those who are sick. They maintain can curb emerging outbreaks without putting even more Americans out of work. So
the problem here is that in China, you can weld somebody's door shut and nobody can say anything against the party. In America, we have rights. We have habeas corpus. You can't do this crap.
855-450-FREE. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
The monetary evolution comes to Las Vegas. Crypto Vegas is a one-day event featuring some of the brightest and most innovative minds in blockchain technology. Juan Galt, Anastasia Sergeyevna, Lynn Ulbricht, Jim Bell, Elise Sam, Float CEO Kingsley Edwards, and more. Tickets start at $20.20, and you can save 10% on VIP tickets using code FTL at CryptoVegasConference.com. July 18th, join Free Talk Live at CryptoVegasConference.com.
So now I've got this pack of four Shar Pei rescue dogs for, oh my goodness, probably 5-6 years. They get a regular diet of Dinovite with every meal.
DINOVITE.com.
People remark on what beautiful coats they've got. I tell them, you don't need to wait until a problem presents itself. It's far better to keep the dog happy and healthy at all times.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dinovite from DINOVITE.com.
Gut shaving irritation? Shave Secret shaving oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And if you thought the government was up in your business already, well, wait till you meet the contact tracers. These are the busy, busy bureaucrats whose job it is to figure out where you've gone, who you've talked to, what you've been doing, and then harass every single person that you've hung out with.
They're just following orders, Ian.
That's exactly what they're doing, according
to... I kind of look at them like census workers, because they're collecting data, and they're trying to use it for what they consider to be good causes, and I would generally say it is, right? Like, if what I have to deal with is contact tracing rather than having every pizza restaurant in my town shut down, I would take contact tracing, if that was my choice.
Meaning you would answer their questions obediently and do what they told you?
If that was my choice, was between those two, I would take the one over the other. However, they have a difficult time here in America because they're functioning as a law enforcement officer. They're at least functioning as denizens of the as workers for the state, minions of the state. And you don't have to answer minions of the state.
I wouldn't think you did, but now they're issuing subpoenas.
And so this is, I'm sure that
But can you show up and just say, I don't answer questions?
If the United States Census could hand out subpoenas, they would too.
Or I don't recall.
Yeah, or my eyes were shut the entire time.
Right. So I think that I don't consider these people to be a terrible threat. I consider them to be government busybodies.
That makes them a threat, though.
Yeah,
they're busybodies, and they're looking for something to justify the existence of their position.
They're threatening people with $2,000 a day fines.
What has the census done in the last 60 years that has harmed Americans?
They've wasted my
time.
Okay, well, fine. So they wasted your time.
And they threaten
the
people.
Government does that.
Can I send them an invoice for that?
And they threaten you.
Go right ahead.
Send
them an invoice.
Attached.
The reason you don't send them invoices is because you don't think they'll get paid. But if enough people sent them invoices, perhaps they would stop bothering people. So go ahead. By all means, send them an invoice.
Well, I expect them to continue to bother me, and I recorded video of them 10 years ago, and I'm sure they'll be coming back at some point.
They'll send some minimum wage peon.
No, they pay more than minimum
wage. To your door.
They pay
hassle
well
you.
Over.
Whatever. I don't care.
Wage.
I mean, they are. It isn't much more than minimum wage.
I don't think it's better than the welfare check, but they're still paying better than minimum.
I mean, how much hassling do they actually do? I mean, you can just tell them to get off your property.
And they do.
Yeah. There's not much they can do.
That's what I mean is regarding these...
But it's still a waste of time.
But they do threaten you. I mean, the census documents that they send around have threats on them. They say if you don't answer, then you could be subject to this and that and criminal penalties and...
Responses required by law.
Yeah, you write on it, send in the cops, and you mail it back on their own dime.
I just throw it into the trash. Yeah, that's too much trouble,
right,
man.
I put it in the shredder. But let me share a little bit more from this story about the contact tracers.
I do like to call people that sort of talk to you about what the law is and what the punishments are for the law. I do like to just tell them, we'll call the law. Call them. Because they won't. Mm. Right? They just want you to comply. Hey, I learned a little bit about the law, and I want you to comply with it. My wife got scolded by one of these busybodies at the grocery store yesterday. She was walking down the wrong way on the aisle.
Oh, really?
She was wearing a mask and walked the wrong way. He said, you're going the wrong way. She said, I can't remember. Yeah, so?
No, your arrow was pointed the wrong way.
And you know, he said something, and she's like, what? People are passing you all the time. Does it matter which direction somebody passes you?
Right.
It's just like somebody painted an arrow on the floor, and suddenly compliant America has decided that it's an important issue.
Isn't it amazing that people will follow them, though?
Yeah.
Just because there's an arrow on the ground, they are like
They'll
trained like rats.
And this is the part that I don't get, is like, suppose a quarter way down the aisle is what I want. But I'm in the wrong aisle, so it's the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to go down the other aisle,
all
the way down, and then all the way back.
Yeah.
I have to go two full aisles in order to get to the quarter of an aisle that I wanted to go.
Stupid.
If
you were a compliant sucker, that's what you would do. I have to wonder, though, Mark, what would have happened... Did you say it was another customer who shamed her?
It was his customer.
Okay, so...
I want to know what would happen is, F off! Shut your mouth, you bleeding, you know, whatever it is that you say. Just cuss them out so thoroughly that their hair's on fire, their eyebrows are singed.
I don't know that that's the best way to handle it.
I'm not claiming it's nice. When you start dealing with somebody who's overstepping their bounds, nice may not be the way to deal with it.
Is it really overstepping their bounds to say, hey, you're going against
the
directional arrows?
Shut up and don't talk to me. You don't have any business talking to me. You're filling the air with more of your stinking virus.
Wait, you
shut up.
You don't have a right to not be spoken at by people.
I don't have that right, but I do have the right to scream back at them.
Yes, it's just not nice.
And I would have the right to throw you out of
my
store.
At this point.
Well, I would have the right to throw you out of my store. If you're
you
screaming
don't
at
have
my
a store.
If you're screaming at my customers, I have the right to throw you out of the store.
This man was looking at my crotch
while
he
accosted
me.
I'm saying you do not have a right to make a scene on someone else's private property. You can try it, but they have the right to boot you out.
If he has a scene made, he may very well not have that sort of thing happen again.
Who may what?
The customer who's bothering you about going the wrong way.
So.
I don't care about the store owner.
But okay. That person
the store
didn't
owner
make the
can
scene.
Pound salt. You want my money or don't you want my money?
They wouldn't because
there are four grocery stores in town.
I don't care.
Want
some shouting lunatic in my store.
I don't again
for my customers.
I don't care.
Right. Then you're out.
But if all four grocery stores.
Then you got no more groceries. Then what?
I'll see how it goes the first time.
Okay.
Here's what I was going to ask about.
Be sure you get video of you being a jackass at the Shaw's down here.
Yeah. Actually, Shaw's closed. We used to have a Shaw's in Keene. They don't exist.
What I tell them is just call the
grocery shops. I don't know which ones.
Call the government and fix this problem. Because that's clearly what they're worried about.
Okay. So here's what I wanted to ask, though, was... You had said your wife was wearing a mask at the time.
Sure.
So I wonder if she weren't wearing a mask, would the masked other customer have spoken to her in the way that he did?
I don't propose that she even, I don't know if he had a mask at this point.
I'm going to presume that he did if he was asking her to go in the right direction and was another customer. I mean, it almost seems certain that he was wearing a mask. Let's presume that he was. But regardless, whether he was wearing a mask...
I think it's a safe bet this person was.
Whether he was wearing a mask or not, I think that this person... And again, we don't get to compare realities, right? So we don't know what would have happened if she wasn't wearing a mask. But if she wasn't wearing a mask, that may have signaled to the other customer that she's one of those troubled people who, you know, doesn't wear masks. I shouldn't talk to her. She may, you know, freak out on me or whatever. But if she's wearing a mask, then that conveys the sort of suggestion that she's a compliant person. She's one of you. She's one of the masked people.
Yeah, and maybe she just didn't know she was going.
Right. She didn't realize, so I'm going to do her the favor and just let her know, hey, masked person.
That's
hey,
not
my
what
fellow
New
masked
England's
person.
Like.
You
New
are
England
going
is like
way.
A bunch of people who think they know better than you. These people that think that your degree from Harvard makes you a better individual.
But has anyone said anything to you while not wearing a mask, while you weren't wearing a mask in a store?
No one said anything to me, period.
I've not had it happen to me yet either. The only
but
time
I can tell
anyone
you this,
has said anything...
I'm a 6-foot tall guy with a you know, muscular build. They're not
true.
Going to tell me that.
That's a good point.
I could break his skinny neck.
In my case...
Jesus Christ, Mark.
Yeah, in my case, I've only had one entity say it to me, and that was Citizens Bank, who offered me a mask when I came in there and told me that if I didn't take the mask, they would not serve me, and I walked out. And I said, no thanks. I'm not going to wear a mask. I'll go somewhere else. But it's the only time that's happened in 3 months to me. 855-450-FREE.
I like the masks.
855-450-3733. I don't like them. I think they're anti-human. More coming up.
News from news.bitcoin.com. BTC miners give off a signal of intending to sell. Does this mean a bear cycle? New Zealand police seize $91 million from a Russian exchange operator. Anti-crypto SEC head stepping down, making Bitcoin ETFs more likely. And you can make money by referring people to exchange.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he'll cut federal funds to schools if they don't fully open in the fall. The president says other nations have reopened their schools with no problems, and now he's threatening to cut off federal funding to schools who don't reopen. The president didn't clarify what funding he was speaking of or under what authority. At the Education Department, Vice President Mike Pence said getting kids physically back in school is important.
For their mental health, for their well-being, for their physical health, for nutrition, we've got to get our kids back to school.
But in New York, Mayor Bill de Blasio says schools simply cannot accommodate all of their kids at once and still maintain social distancing. He says they'll be there part-time.
2 or 3 days in the classroom, in the school.
He says they'll have remote learning on the other days. This is USA Radio News. President Trump held a ceremony in the Rose Garden where he signed a new U.S.-Mexico trade agreement.
We're taking this relationship to new heights and building a powerful economic and security partnership. Together we have addressed many of the most complex issues facing our two countries that really went unresolved for many years and, frankly, far too long. Should have been resolved long before I got here.
The president of Mexico, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, was in attendance. Canadian President Justin Trudeau did not attend, citing obligations to Parliament. A key witness in the president's impeachment hearings is now leaving. Cammie McCormick has details.
A statement from his lawyer said Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman always said his military career would be limited, but they say due to Vindman being thrust into the spotlight, there was a campaign of bullying, intimidation, and retaliation against him. His patriotism, they say, cost him his career.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about this new government role of investigator called a contact tracer. They're now issuing subpoenas to people in a New York County, Rockland County, about this. Folks who weren't voluntarily cooperating are now under the threat of government action of $2,000 a day in fines if they don't cooperate. But I have to wonder what would happen if you actually said screw you or refused to answer their questions or whatever. What obligation do you actually have to these people if you indeed have the right to remain silent?
There's also the fact that this contact tracing mechanism, all of this framework that they're going to have in place, they can use it for whatever purpose they want going forward, even if there's no COVID-19.
Are you saying the government?
You're one of those anarchists? Well, we need to find out your circle of friends, and that way we can get all of them at once.
Yeah, once this is implemented, there's nothing that stops them from using it for whatever they want to use it for.
That's right.
And ladies and gentlemen, remember Edward Snowden corroborated, proved true all of these things that were just considered wild conspiracy theories by
everyone but libertarians.
Right. And it's just, obviously they're going to use this for other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So,
we caught this drug dealer over here on this street. Well, let's find out every single person he's been in contact with in the last 3 months.
Minority Report.
They'll tell you a little bit more here about the story from the Washington Post. They say this kind of detective work comes with a heavy logistical burden. State and local governments have to hire and train tens of thousands of tracers, act fast to keep up with a highly contagious virus, because, you know, government's so good at doing things quickly, overcome government mistrust and privacy concerns, and find money in there. Already
not address the concerns, just overcome them.
Cash-strapped, well, that's what they did with the threats, right? Okay, well, you won't talk to us? Well, here's a $2,000 a day fine. Overcome. In their already cash-strapped budgets to fund it all. It may become even harder as Americans increasingly get fed up with quarantining or act in plain defiance of public health guidelines. In Tuscaloosa, Alabama, for example, officials said this week that college students have been organizing COVID parties where the attendees compete to see who can catch the virus first from a sick partygoer.
You know, boy, does that sound ever so much like a 4chan thing.
Yeah, it sounds like BS.
That's the most American thing ever, though, man.
Right, you know, people...
I have no doubt that there are college students in Alabama doing that.
People handing out MDMA to trick-or-treaters because they want
to
hand out expensive drugs to 8-year-olds.
Right.
$20
a pill.
Sounds like a bunch of crap.
Let's go to Jason in Arizona. He's listening to K-Tox. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to let you guys know that I've confirmed it from Florida all the way to California that these tests are a DNA test to type the next virus that's going to come out. Well, we don't know that yet because they're trying to get the DNA to figure out how they can bowling pin the rest of civilization. Sorry. I apologize. I've been up a lot, so...
Okay, you think that they are cooking up a new virus and that they need to test people for the current virus to somehow snag their DNA and that's going to help
current,
them?
The current virus didn't work. I mean, granted, it scares enough people, mm-hmm. but nobody...
But it wasn't like a real pandemic, like people weren't dying left and right.
No.
But why would they need to use...
If this was a plandemic... It was poorly planned.
Yeah, look, I don't know if they really need to do that, Jason. They've got a ton
of... That's the intellectual portion of it. They're swabbing everybody for their DNA.
Yeah, I mean, they already have a ton of DNA on file, so I don't know if what you're saying really holds up to scrutiny. I mean, there's already companies that are getting people to voluntarily submit millions and millions of samples of DNA. I mean, there's
23andMe and all these others. They have, you know, programs to give that information
everybody
to the FBI.
Who's been in prison since, like, 1993.
They've been swabbed, right?
They've got all that information on them.
Yeah, I don't know if that's what this is really all about.
It is, because the people that they throw in jail, they automatic DNA. DNA.
Right.
I don't care. I mean, as long as it's a felony, and that's the only way they got to pass it before. Now they're saying, oh, we need to swab you for a disease that you don't have, or you come up positive or whatever, but you didn't get sick. And now they're just taking your DNA to splice that into the genome of the virus.
Well, I don't know enough about DNA to say if what you just said there is actually even possible, but thank you for the suggestion, Jason. I appreciate hearing from you. And maybe he's right. You know, maybe this is just a cover for a mass DNA collection, but I don't know if there's any evidence for the claim.
I mean, there are certainly easier ways that the government could go about it. I mean, if they just asked everybody, hey, we need your DNA so that we can protect you from a disease.
They'd line up.
It's overkill. Yeah, if that is their intention.
A couple of lines in a memo of Hokum asking people to give their DNA to stop COVID, then they'd line up.
Yeah.
If you're going to vote for Joe Biden, we'd like your DNA. There it is.
After officials found out about the party in the hamlet of West Nyack involving between 50 and 100 people, 9 guests tested positive for the virus. More large gatherings followed in a nearby town, and local officials have not publicly identified anyone involved.
If this is a party to spread COVID, as they just sort of alluded to, they didn't say it.
Mm-mm.
They said that college kids are having COVID parties.
In Alabama. This was in New York.
But if this was the case, the 100 people were there and 9 of them got it, it's a pretty bad COVID party, right? I mean,
meaning it wasn't successful.
Apparently, they weren't French kissing the right people.
More, or Patricia Schnabel-Ruppert, Rockland County's health commissioner, said contact tracers could not get most of the partygoers, many of them young adults in their 20s, to answer the most basic questions on the phone. She said, quote, my staff has been told that a person does not wish to or have to speak to my disease investigators. They hang up, they deny being at the party, even though we have their names from other party attendees.
We have your name!
As Day, the county executive...
Apparently, they've got their names from other attendees, so
did.
What's the big deal?
They threatened to issue the subpoenas, added he would not allow, quote, ignorance, stupidity, or obstinance, unquote, to get in the way of the county's coronavirus response.
But will he allow people's rights to get in the way?
That's the question.
Doesn't sound like it. Only a handful of residents remain hospitalized as of Thursday after the hard-hit New York City area. I guess Rockland County is about 30 miles north of there. More than 13,600 people tested positive for the virus, and nearly 670 have died. But now the number of new infections reported each day have dropped to the single digits, according to the data. As that figure started to increase this week, worried authorities offered a stern warning. Day said, quote, if you get in the way of a health department investigation, we will take every step necessary to ensure we respond appropriately, and we're talking a serious response.
Screw that guy.
Look, don't you care about old people?
But
whatever, I care about my grandmother, sure. I would advise my grandmother to stay the hell at home.
Well, this is the thing.
Because she's 80-something years old.
Right. So, I mean, you know, we've already offered to pick up groceries for people who mm-hmm. are, you know, sick or whatever. Well, not sick, but, you know, that they're self-quarantining. We have a neighbor down the street. We take care of that. Mm-hmm. If there's not that many 80-year-olds. And there's a lot more people in their 40s, for instance. So adopt one of these people, leave groceries on their doorstep or whatever, let them come out and get them at their own time, wipe them off with sanitary wipes, whatever they need to do. But your health is your responsibility, not mine. And that, I think, is the lesson that we need to take here is that nobody walking around is responsible for your health.
My favorite, I don't know if it's a meme or whatever, but statement about this is, my rights don't end where your fear begins. I think that's one of the most poignant statements about this. Like, hey, look, you have fear. That should not affect my life.
It's too bad the fearful don't agree.
Nope. They are scared, and they will use violence if necessary to enforce their viewpoint on you. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733.
Scared animals are the most dangerous animals.
Oh, yeah. 855-450-FREE is the number. You got time to get on with us in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live that are coming up. We get the chance. We'll tell you about an illegal desert rave that happened actually near Vegas. We're coming up.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey, Sulfur Lance Gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants, designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you if you join us now on our toll-free lines at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live brought to you by AnyPay. You want to start taking cryptocurrency like Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or Bitcoin SV or Dash at your local business? You can do that easily by downloading the AnyPay Cash Register app. You can just go to the Google or Apple App Stores, search for AnyPay Cash Register, and grab the app, get it set up. And when I say get it set up, I mean install it, put in your cryptocurrency wallet addresses in the back end, and you're ready to go. I mean, that's basically all there is to it. I do recommend creating an account as well. You can do it without creating an account, but it's best to have one of those. But they give you options when it comes to the AnyPay Cash Register app. You literally can just open the thing up and just get right rolling by just dropping in one crypto address and you're ready to go. Or take an extra moment, create the account, set up multiple crypto addresses, and you're talking about maybe a 10-minute setup time. I mean, it is super easy to get cryptocurrency acceptance going at your point of sale, at your business, whether you have a brick and mortar place or you come to your customers and provide them with some sort of a service, you know, like you're a plumber or electrician or something like that, and you want to take it through your smartphone, you can easily do that with the AnyPay Cash Register app. Go download it from the Google or Apple App Stores or visit them online at AnyPayInc.com, AnyPayInc.com to your phone calls and thoughts. KTOX listener CW is on the line in Arizona. Go ahead, CW.
Hey, I've been hearing a lot of talk around here since we have crop dusters and all. And I was wondering when they, instead of getting a vaccine, if they develop some sort of way to kill this actual virus, if they just start cropping areas, you know, just start dusting everything.
Like I think that their biggest concern is an infected person indoors without a mask. And the crop dusters are going to have a hell of a time doing handling that part.
Yeah, but if it's small enough to get through air filters, then, you know, it'll penetrate into AC units. It'll just penetrate everywhere. I know it sounds controversial, but what are your thoughts on that? Would you agree?
Didn't China do something similar to this? I know there was that former Chinese doctor who was here in the United States sharing video from people who
they
recorded
do crop
them
dusting?
With, they didn't do crop dusting, but they went around with these fire extinguisher-like things and just spraying this,
people. Yeah.
This crap everywhere. One assumes it was some sort of disinfectant.
Right.
Yeah, God knows what that stuff was. I remember seeing a video that early on. They were just spraying people down as they were exiting an airplane with, again, who knows what this chemical is.
On Free Talk Live, we're about voluntary solutions, so we recommend you getting your pilot's license and just spraying whatever the hell you want out of those crop dusters.
Exactly, because you know a lot of people are going to refuse this injection, you know, going to hiding. So, I mean, come on, let's just get to the point, just saturate everything, and it might work.
I'm not going into hiding, and I'm also not getting an injection.
Yeah. Guys,
well, what do you do about a plane flying over and blasting you with whatever that
this
is?
This happened in Florida.
Malathion.
I'm just glad I made a bunch of people laugh, and I'm
thanks,
laughing my
CW.
Ass off.
Thank you. I appreciate you, man. Thanks for the call.
So, I mean, but strange, but true. So, in Florida, when we were younger, they sent out notices. They were very
20
thorough.
Years ago. It must have been 20 years ago.
That they were going to spray malathion, and I can't remember what it was for. Was it for, like, tsetse flies or citrus canker?
I think it was some sort of citrus thing.
And whatever it was, they were like, you know, wash your car right afterwards. You know, don't be out for between this hour and this hour. They did early in the morning. And they just flew over every square inch of Manatee and Sarasota counties and, you know, spraying this stuff down. And
what was the point of this?
Yeah, let's see here.
I'm not entirely sure. I don't think it was for mosquitoes.
Fruit flies. The fruit Mediterranean flies. Fruit flies. The story goes back to July of 1997. So more than 20 years ago. Okay. Yeah. So I remember this stuff. Like, it was on things when you came outside.
Yeah, it was goopy.
It was obvious.
It was going to ruin the paint
sprayed.
In your car if you didn't get rid of it.
What about the paint on your houses?
Well, mostly that's on the side. I mean, you're less likely to hit it. So it's the asphalt shingle or whatever. Okay. The rain should take care of the metal roofing.
Let's continue here. We have James Madison calling from Arizona, supposedly listening to K-Talks. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, really, it is K-Talks here.
Welcome, sir.
At any rate,
I'm glad we're back on, by the way, five nights a week there on K-Talks.
Okay, yeah, and I'm not affiliated with them, but they, you know, I just listened to that show.
Yeah.
The face masks. I have not worn one. I wear it when I pull weeds and, you know, do brush, things like that, cut lumber. But I have not worn one out in public, and I will not wear one.
Excellent. Me neither.
They call them face diapers.
Really? That's the first I've heard of that.
Well, they don't catch the crap that comes out of people's mouths.
So, okay, they don't work, period. If you're not wearing at least N95, they're useless. It's mosquitoes going through a chain link fence.
Mm.
They're not useful at all.
It's just for show, is what you're saying. Yes. This is all just a big show.
Well, the idea, to be fair, and I'm no mask advocate, but the idea isn't to catch, you know, little microscopic viral particles. It's to catch the spit that people, you know, throw out of their mouths when they speak and when they breathe. And the holes are small enough to catch the bulk of that.
Yes, to a degree, but if it's not N95,
that's the point of them. And they're not supposed to protect the person wearing the mask. They're supposed to protect the people around the wearer of the mask.
Now, look, I'm at the risk age, but I don't care. This isn't about me. This is about my descendants, freedom, and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, if I was to go to an old folks home, you know, nursing home, something like that, I would definitely be very careful around those people. I would wear a mask. I would do whatever. But if you're 40 years old or younger, the chances of dying from it or even getting morbidity are as close to zero as you can get from all that I've read.
Those two points are unrelated, though. I mean, those two points are unrelated. The age of you going into a nursing home is not going to have any distinction for the people there, right? Those are two different things you're discussing, because, again, I want to bring it back to the point that the mask is not supposed to protect the person wearing the mask.
Well, you know, they go both ways. They play that both ways, depending on how the wind's blowing.
Well, the ignorant.
Hold on, Aria. So if I go into an old folks home, this is like going into a beehive and killing off their queen. I went to their house, right? If I go to an old folks home, it's their house. I should follow their rules. However, I go out in public.
I don't disagree, but I'm saying it doesn't matter if you go to their house when you're 70 years old or 20 years old.
It doesn't matter what your age is.
I'm not really articulating this very well. What I'm trying to say is that we should be careful around people that have underlying conditions, which is old age, mm-hmm. you know, obesity, just different things like that, you know, some kinds of disease already. We should be careful around that. I have no problem with that at all. But if we are 40 years old or younger, the chance of dying from this is almost zero.
And if it's also pretty low if you are older than 40. I mean, unless you are sick already, then your chances of dying for this are very, very low, from what I've seen, from the government's own numbers that they have been providing here.
Right. I can't tell you. It's difficult to say sort of what the pre-existing conditions are and that kind of thing. They list hypertension, which I have hypertension. But, you know, what it seems to require is a bunch of these pre-existing conditions. We can use age as a stand-in because 80-year-olds tend not to be healthy. Yeah, it's a safe bet. Mm. So I would be curious as to what the numbers are. Yeah, I do want to know what my age segment is. I want to know what the 25 to 54-year-olds are as far as their death rate in contracting COVID-19. And
18, yeah, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. It's hard to find those numbers.
Yeah, okay, 18 and younger is almost impossible to die or even get some kind of morbidity from it. Almost impossible. These are just from studies I've read.
Yeah, now, but NPR will trot out these stories about these three kids that got these weird illnesses that are somehow related.
Yes. And they were dying of cancer, probably on chemotherapy, but they won't talk about that.
No.
Okay,
James,
so
anything else?
UCI,
go ahead.
Yeah, UCI and Stanford studies from this year place the mortality rate at 0.2%. That is 20 times less than what Fauci was preaching from the very start. They told us it was 4% kill rate.
Lies.
0.2%. Okay,
yeah.
So I'll let you go.
And not even everywhere is that high. We've seen 2% of 1%, which is even less than 0.2%. But either way, we're still talking about a fairly insignificant number of people. Hey, thank you, James, for your call tonight. I definitely appreciate it. Nice to have a different James calling from Arizona for the first time ever. We'll see you tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.